This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. U.S. Department of Agriculture officials visiting Alaska this week announced the expansion of an anti-poverty program in Alaska and said the Farm Bill the U.S. House of Representatives passed Wednesday includes some new provisions affecting Alaskans. Parts of the state have been selected for the USDA's Strike Force campaign. The goal is to bring agency attention and technical assistance to areas of persistent poverty. While visiting Anchorage, Strike Force Coordinator Max Feinberg says after Southeast Alaska was picked for the campaign last year, the USDA put $11 million into the region to support logging, oyster farming, tourism, and other activities. Feinberg says USDA is expanding Strike Force into interior and western Alaska. He says a visit to the Bethel area earlier this week adds a sense of urgency to their work.
When we walked into the house and got to see and smell and understand the euphemism that is a honey bucket, it redoubled our commitment to say, how can we get water and sewer utilities to places like Queefluk, to places that in the 21st century still don't have the basic services that most Americans take for granted.
The other USDA official visiting Alaska, Rural Development Deputy Undersecretary Patrice Kanush, announced grants to connect rural Alaska to digital technology, telemedicine, and distance learning, totaling about $1 million. She says those are part of a range of rural development programs USDA administers.
We have housing, which is unquenchable need, unquenchable thirst for more housing, sturdy housing, rehabilitating housing. We have more demand for our rural utility services, and that's broadband, as well as water and sewer, electrification and so forth. And then we also have a really robust rural business, and something we're going to be talking about in Juneau at the Innovation Summit is about how do we support and encourage and innovate in terms of business opportunities.
Farming and food are also a big part of the USDA's mission. Farm Service Agency State Director Danny Constantine is working to promote food self-sufficiency in Alaska. He says in the 1950s, Alaskans supplied half their food supply, but that's dropped to 5%, which he says leaves Alaskans vulnerable during emergencies and affects the state's economy.
Alaskans spend about $2 billion a year on food. So if 95% of that is produced outside, that means that we're exporting about $2 billion worth of dollars that could be staying in our state in places like the farm we visited in Bethel. So if we produce more food in our local communities, we keep more of those dollars.
As for the Farm Bill that the House adopted Wednesday, Feinberg says it allows the agency to plan ahead for programs already underway in Alaska and institutionalizes the USDA Office of Tribal Affairs. He says that office is headed by Leslie Wheelock, an Oneida tribal member who once worked in Alaska.
The reality is the Department of Agriculture works with all 566 federally recognized tribes, including the more than 220 here in Alaska Native Villages. They will have an advocate in our Office of Tribal Relations. The Director of Tribal Relations is familiar with the unique challenges of Alaska, having served as the General Counsel for the NANA Regional Corporation in the past.
Feinberg says the Farm Bill also includes an amendment introduced by U.S. Senator Mark Begich of Alaska, allowing traditional and subsistence foods to be donated and served in schools, facilities for senior citizens, and hospitals. The two officials are visiting Juneau and Hoonah this week as well. The Arctic Slope Regional Corporation Board of Directors has approved a plan to distribute shareholder dividends quarterly instead of twice a year, as it has for almost two decades. The Alaska Native Corporation says the quarterly distributions will begin in March. The corporation has about 11,000 shareholders. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.